Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome to another edition of News and Views. Thanks for joining us. The problems continue at the State Department of Health and Human Services. The state's Medicaid director resigned this week after only 8 months on the job. And NC Policy Watch reported that a former chief of staff received a $37,000 severance payment after only working for a month. Joining us now to talk about all the problems at HHS and the enrollment period for insurance under the Affordable Care Act is Adam Searing with the Health Access Coalition of the North Carolina Justice Center. Well, Adam, thanks for being back with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure.
A lot to talk about in the healthcare world. I guess we should start with what has dominated the news in Raleigh recently, which are the ongoing controversies in health and human services. How big a deal is it that our state Medicaid director has resigned?
Well, it's a huge deal. Carol Stuckel was a well-respected policy person. I disagreed with her political views, but she was very well-respected nationally in the health policy world. And she was a linchpin of Governor McCrory's strategy to remake the Medicaid program for better or ill. So now that she's left, I think that strategy is in disarray.
So we have the Medicaid director leaving, which is the latest in a long line of troubling developments at HHS. Is it difficult for the public to have confidence in the folks who are running what is arguably the most important department in state government?
Well, it's a hugely important part of state government. It affects the lives of millions of our fellow North Carolinians, especially those who are elderly or disabled, and hundreds of thousands of children, all very low income. How you can have confidence in a department where top people are leaving seemingly every week, where payments are being made seemingly willy-nilly to anyone who can get their hand in the till, I don't see how anyone could have any confidence at all.
It seems that everybody in North Carolina thinks the department either needs a change or needs an overhaul or needs an investigation. Everybody except one person, the person who matters, I guess, is Governor McCrory. Are you surprised that he still hasn't? I mean, so far he hasn't even acknowledged that there's a problem.
Frankly, I'm shocked. And this is a key part of state government. It's a key part of what any governor needs for success. It's a huge part of the economy, healthcare in our state and in every state. And to have someone running the department who is so clearly unqualified and has not been asked to leave yet seems to me to be a huge mistake on McCrory's part.
You mentioned the Medicaid plans. That it seems, although there was a little bit of a hiccup in his statements, but that the governor is committed to, in effect, privatizing more of our Medicaid program, turning it over to out-of-state for-profit managed care companies. What do you think of that idea?
It's about one of the worst ideas I've ever heard. I mean, we have a lot of good homegrown Medicaid success here in North Carolina, both with innovative programs with our own managed care companies like Blue Cross Blue Shield and our own nonprofit Medicaid managed care program, Community Care of North Carolina, that other states are copying. And to go ahead and sell that program off to out-of-state for-profit companies seems to me the biggest folly of all.
What happens? I mean, what are the dangers of doing that?
Well, the dangers are this. Out-of-state for-profit companies come in here. They don't care about our people. They care about making money. And what they want to do is go ahead and take the doctors and hospitals down as low as they can go on the payments. So doctors and hospitals don't want to see Medicaid patients anymore. And then they also want to deny services as much as they can. And we've seen this again and again in states where these for-profit companies have come in and tried to do this. States like Florida, where WellCare, which actually our state Medicaid director is leaving for, they paid last year over $200 million in fines for defrauding the state and federal government. This doesn't work in other states, and it shouldn't work in North Carolina.
Let's move to another huge healthcare issue and development, which is the Affordable Care Act. People will can start signing up very soon. And yet we have a political debate going on, which is trying to stop every aspect of Affordable Care Act, from its funding to folks' access to actually signing up. Before I ask you about the specifics, did you ever think you would see a heated political debate trying to prevent people from getting health care?
I never did in a million years. I think we could have honest policy debates about how to better get people health care, but to actually tell people not to take decent health care coverage that's available to them. I mean, I think that people who are running these campaigns should examine their morality. It's not something they should be doing.
How significant is this October 1st date and the actual opportunity for people to enroll in the Affordable Care Act?
Huge. Over a million North Carolinians are going to be able to go ahead and apply for affordable subsidized health coverage come October 1st. They can sign up right now on healthcare.gov, get their names in the pot, start collecting information like about their income and basic stuff about family size. They're going to be able to see what premiums are available from private health plans, I might add, Coventry and Blue Cross. This is not some government health plan that's starting up. And they're going to see premiums very low, especially if they're younger. They're going to be able to have, if you're under 30, you're going to be able to buy a catastrophic health plan that will be even lower premium.
It also is the first time, I guess, a lot of people with whether it's diabetes or asthma or a history of heart trouble or any other pre-existing conditions can be actually sure that they can get health care.
Absolutely. This is the other change that I think a lot of people don't realize about Obamacare, that now insurance companies cannot deny people or charge them more because they have a pre-existing health condition. So starting January 1, you can start signing up for these health plans October 1st. They start January 1. No health plan in the state is going to be able to charge someone more because they had a history of cancer, heart disease, or whatever.
What do you make of all the opposition and the fight that's going on in Washington now to literally hold either the operations of the federal government hostage or the debts that the United States owes, the debt ceiling hostage, all to sort of try to force the defunding of the Affordable Care Act?
I think that there is palpable terror among the opponents of the Affordable Care Act that it will work. They know that people are going to like being able to find health insurance plans that fit their budget. They know that people are going to like not having to worry about going bankrupt in case they get cancer or an accident. And they know that people are going to like, if they had a history of cancer or heart disease, that they're not going to be charged $1,000 or $2,000 a month anymore. They're afraid of success, and they want to stop it.
Do you think they will?
Absolutely not. This plan is going forward. We have a president. We have a Senate in the U.S. committed to it, and I don't care how much obstruction or confusion there is here at the State Department of Health and Human Services. I've been going around the state. There's an enormous commitment among the state health departments, health workers, community health clinics to get people signed up, and I think that our local commitment will triumph over this silliness.
It does present a challenge, though, doesn't it? I mean, we've heard misinformation about the Affordable Care Act, well, since before it passed, but certainly since it's passed, from pundits and politicians and paid advertisements and billboards and everything else. So there are people who still aren't clear we even have a plan that they could sign up for.
It's a huge challenge, and it's going to involve the work of a lot of all these local groups that I talked about. We've got a national organization working here in North Carolina, enrollamerica.org. Anybody can find out about the health plans on healthcare.gov. We're going to start doing some advertising. I mean, things are going to start happening. It's not going to be easy, but once people see the benefits, I think it's unstoppable.
If we were having the conversation in, let's say, 2 years about this period of the Affordable Care Act, the debate, what do you think we'll be talking about in 2 years?
I think in 2 years we'll be talking about how we can best control health costs now that we have everybody in the system. I mean, that's where we're going to be. And that's the adult conversation to have. This ridiculousness of some organizations and politicians trying to prevent people from signing up for affordable coverage will go away eventually. We'll just have to weather the storm.
Well, thanks for what you're doing to help us weather it, and thanks for being with us.
Always happy to be here.
Up next, the newest state senator weighs in on education and the lack of transparency in the General Assembly. Stay with us.